No, we're not ready. Okay, now we're ready.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening to this. This is the very first Virgin episode of Lug Radio, and I'm sat in a room with three of my very good buddies, and we're all going to basically sit here over a number of issues, if you could call it that. I can hear you breathing, you know that.
I suppose it's time to introduce everyone else now, Jono.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of sick man that we have in. He's now coughing. Right, okay, well, you spoke first, Matt.
Okay,
explain yourself.
All right, I'm Matthew Revelle. I just knocked over my glass of Coke, sorry about that. I'm generally interested in Linux, and I think this bit's going a bit shit. Sorry. I should have thought about what I was going to say. Hi, I'm Matthew Revelle. Right, silence the edit.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm Matthew Revelle. I'm a bit of a, I suppose you could say, an intermediate Linux user. I don't geek around with all the command line shit that much, but, you know, I like Linux, and I quite like the idea of talking about it to a load of even more geekier people in their bedrooms, really.
I hope you mean that in the nice way.
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's move on to the man with the ginger hair and no beard.
Thank you very much. I'm a bit worried about this whole idea of talking to people in their bedrooms, I have to say.
Well, it's not going to be in the car, so...
That's even more dangerous.
It'd be great if people actually burned this off on a CD, wouldn't it? Imagine if someone burned this off on a CD and listened to it in the car.
Well, you know, good. People with more money than me will be listening to it on an iPod, so they can take it anywhere, can't they? Really?
Broadcasting it via FM to the car radio.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, I was introducing myself, wasn't I
believe the technical term is rambling.
I do apologise. Am I not supposed to ramble? Good lord.
We would never ramble.
Oh, in that case, I should be short and sweet. I'm Ag. Sparks?
Yeah, I'm Steve Parks. Jono.
Maybe that bit didn't
you're,
work.
You're Jono as well.
Sorry, should we?
No. You see, this is one of those things where you always hear people say, right, okay, we'll cut that bit out.
Well, I'm just here for the bullshit bingo.
Okay, the first thing we're going to be doing is called take a slash dot. Basically, what we're going to do is take the mic out of slash dot. You often see quite a lot of crap on there, as well as all the normal stuff. So we're just going to have a read through what it says and give our little spin on it. Jono?
Right. First, we have the title FSF, new Apache license, not GPL compatible.
What a fucking surprise.
Nothing's GPL compatible, is it?
I know.
Pop the GPL.
It's that week today, isn't it?
GPL version 3, not GPL compatible.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't link anything against anything else, ever. And try and release a distribution based upon any of this source code.
Quite free and open rights, I think that is.
Although, as I understand it, you just download source code off the internet for practically everything these days.
Well, yeah.
Surely not.
It's the new way of doing things, isn't it?
Literally every... Could you give some examples for that, Ack?
I can't think of anything. Good lord, it's gone straight out of my head.
But it's insecure, isn't it?
Oh, good lord, yes.
Right.
Would anyone like to describe what BitTorrent is at this point?
Yeah, they've probably downloaded this program from BitTorrent if we're lucky, so...
Fingers crossed. Or we're listening to it now. Right, let's move on. Okay, I'll pick that. Next one's boring, to be honest.
Why is the next one boring?
All right then. What is it? Sons Simon Phipps answers ESR and Java.
So you're right. It's boring.
No. Obviously,
that depends what he said. I haven't actually read what he said.
What he said? ESR said.
Did he say
Java
bugger off,
everybody?
You 70s porn star?
All right. Comfort Eagle writes. Sons Chief Technology Officer Simon Phipps has answered Eric Raymond's open letter calling on Sun to open source Java.
I got you right, it was boring. Then let's go back to this. Comfort Eagle. Right. Now, who's got the shittiest nick on Slashdot? I log in everywhere as Sparks, and loads of people call me Sparks, and I'm on Slashdot as Sparks. Okay? Anyone else want to say what they are on Slashdot?
Amazingly enough, I'm Ack.
John Owies.
Constipated Badger.
Via what was it?
I'm not actually anything on there, but do you think...
He's an honest coward.
Your name is Sparks, and that's from Stephen Parks. Do you think his name is Charlie Onford Eagle?
Yeah. He's actually, he's a member of the Danish royal family, and he's got 12 names. Luckily, the acronym, whereas ESR is obviously ESR, his acronym is Comfort Eagle.
Oh, whose phone's going off?
Sorry, I've had a message.
It's getting more and more like Radio 1 as time goes on. Phone's going off in the studio.
Right, okay, should we move on to our third and final slash dot story? Would you like to pick one if you see one?
We'll find a good one.
eBay suspends what?
eBay suspends phone number sales.
Oh no, that's really American bias, because in most countries in the world you've been able to buy phone numbers for years and take them with your places. Okay, let's go.
What would you want to buy a phone number for?
Now, if you've got one good phone number, you can keep it when you move to a different supplier. Well, apparently now the third world, USA, third world, has caught up.
Oh, right. I was like, yeah, the third world, because they're obviously having trouble digging out fucking water, but they've all got fucking mobile phones, haven't they?
Swiftly
on. A book review, Practical C++.
Ark speaks.
A book review, Practical C++, for, you know. That's cutting edge news.
It
isn't
is
it?
Cutting
That's the
edge.
Stuff that matters, everybody.
Do you think Michael wrote that? No, Timothy wrote that.
Timothy wrote that.
Go on, Sparks.
Yeah, Michael. Who is this Michael? And why does everything he ever puts on Slashdot...
that was my phone.
Actually, sorry. You know, relate to a story that was previously published on Slashdot, normally by himself, about 2 months before.
Short-term memory loss?
I think
so. Do you suffer from... Sorry, what was that?
I've forgotten.
Yeah, Timothy the Goldfish or Attention Deficit Disorder sufferer.
Anyway, there you go. That's the Take the Slash Dot feature nicely wrapped up there.
Right, yeah.
Assuming you haven't had your ears syringed for some considerable time, 3 separate versions of the Free Software song. We'll start with the original version by Richard Stallman and someone else. Could do with looking that up.
It was him on his own, wasn't it?
Was it just... just Stallman on his own?
It was him in a flute.
In a room.
The first version, Richard Stallman on a flute.
Share the software, you'll be free hackers, you'll be free... Join us now and share the software. You'll be free hackers. You'll be free. Borders can get piles of money. That is true, hackers. That is true. But they cannot help their neighbors. That's not good, hackers, that's not good. When we have enough free software at our call, hackers, at our call, we'll kick out those dirty licenses evermore, hackers, evermore. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free, hackers, you'll be free. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free, hackers, you'll be free.
The next version is by Fenster, so I'm told. Who the fuck Fenster are escapes me completely, but it is German for window. I'm not sure whether that's deliberate.
Ooh.
Yeah. Have you sat on something?
No. No, just clever little joke there.
It's a nugget of information.
Mm. And it's quite a provoking version.
So the next version, Fenster.
Be free. Join us now and share the bring. If you want to be free from the dirt and the nothing, come to our side, you won't believe what you see. We got everything you need for your new station. Take it from me with no manipulation. Sign up, no boy, download, enjoy. It's easy to say, we'll come on over and play. All you need is a wealth to break away from the back. You see the light, my friend.
And the final version, just the thing, if you want to get your server completely slash dotted, or you've never heard thrash metal in your life, or you're fucking sick of hearing Richard fucking Stallman's version all of the time, Jono Bacon with the Free Software song.
Right, okay, the next little sort of plan and feature on this show is to just randomly talk about things that we've seen recently. We're all reading, you know, the Register, Slashdot, Newsforge, bigboobies.com, whatever you want to look at. Anyone seen anything of any interest?
Yes. A fantastic book. It's not quite about Linux, all right? But it's really good. And it's called Information Architecture for Designers. It's by this guy called Peter Van Dyck or Dyke. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Dyke.
Dyke.
Peter Van...
It's spelt Dyck. Dyck. Anyway.
Dyck.
And it's a very good book. It looks like the sort of thing you'd find in like an architect's, like a real architect's, or like an interior designer's like reception. It's like... It's big, it's got muted colours, it's got lots of pictures in it.
So it's very expensive.
Mate, it's £30.
Jeez.
It's very bad for it.
Can you download it off the internet?
No, but I'll lend you it later. basically, it's really nice. So it's clearly aimed at designers, but you don't have to be a designer to understand it. The idea is that you're not an information architect, but you want to do something a bit more serious with the way that you order the information on your website. And it just gives you it all in real clear, interesting, plain English, really, with lots of nice pictures.
As an information architect, Ak, how would you write that kind of book, Information Architecture for Beginners?
That's but I haven't read it, so I don't know.
Oh, by the way, you were nodding, I thought you had.
No, good Lord, no. I'm fully in favour of the idea of teaching people what IA actually is.
I mean, basically...
Well, not even, you know, how to do information architecture, just that it fucking exists, you know?
Yeah.
That you have to think, get the information that we've got and actually, you know, architect it, to structure it in some way, rather than saying, we've got a website, stick it up. There was a reasonable amount, there was a reasonable period where websites were just, you know, corporate brochures, and that was it, and there wasn't any information on them at all. Now people have got the idea they have to display information just in no fucking order. So, something like this... It's got to be useful. I mean, it sounds like it should be required reading for people who do what you do. Really.
Undoubtedly, because I come across so many people who are still stuck in this idea that they're stuck in the frames, the mindset of, right, we'll stick some flash there and a picture there. Oh, it'll be fantastic. But the trouble is, it's not.
Then people pay more wages. Well, really? They have wages.
Yeah.
And that's the message.
So, yeah, that's what I've seen this week. Who's next?
Well, I'd just like to make a little point.
Oh.
This is one of the problems, of course. A lot of people who listen to this are going to be web developers, or they're going to have their own homepage or whatever. Of course, you know, if you were to develop an application, say, in a graphical environment, let's say, you know, KDE or a GNOME application, generally there's kind of style guidelines that... to make that sort of thing fit in. And I suppose this is the similar kind of thing. It's adding a structure to your work. But the problem with the internet, of course, is that it's got the whole cultural issue. You know, you're going to, you know, what's going to be sort of make sense in one country is not going to make sense in another country. And obviously this applies to KDE and GNOME, but that can all be switched around depending on locale, can't it?
I think you're missing the point. This is about information rather than content. The way the information is... stored rather than the way it is presented.
Ah, you mean the actual data
you're thinking,
storage?
You're thinking of
as in design.
It's a bit of.
I think I would. I'll go so far as to say you are completely wrong.
But not as wrong as he was.
Yeah, not as wrong as he was.
Oh, you bastards.
No, the distinction. I see the point. I mean, you've got things like the human interface guidelines and so on for KDE or GNOME or for Windows or the Mac or whatever. The information architecture is a layer below that. You're not talking about. I mean, the human interface guidelines would define which way around the OK and cancel buttons go, for example.
That's Jono pouring a glass of Coke, by the way.
A cola-based beverage.
Yeah, it's
in this case, begins with P.
It's not Coke.
And ends in
episode. I see no reason why we can't advertise it, just as long as you don't advertise it as the wrong fucking product to get arrested by the Coca-Cola Corporation of Bloatedness. America.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right. So, what are you saying that this book looks at in terms of.
Let me tell you what it does rather than you trying to second guess it.
Okay.
What it
we
does.
Could be here all
for it gets someone who otherwise would sit down with a copy of Flash or, God forbid, Dreamweaver and sketch out something to say, that looks nice. What it does is it sits them down and it says, listen, think about what you're actually going to say on this website, think about the way you're going to present it. Think about the way the people who are using the website are going to get around that information. And then it gives you little strategies for actually working out what the best way is to put that information throughout the website.
Right, I get you.
Would you say that's a fair
way of
talking about IA?
That's a reasonable
description. So it basically encompasses pretty much what IA is. Everything to create the final kind of
yes.
Communication. Sort of, you're not talking about how it looks. If you want to know how your website should look, go and buy Eric Mayer on CSS.
Yeah, yeah.
And chuck all your copies of Dreamweaver down the bog.
Right.
But let me emphasize that if you like want Dreamweaver. A serious, serious look at information architecture, then you should get Louis Rosenfeld and the other guy's book by O'Reilly, which is called Information Architecture for the World Wide Web, with a big polar bear on the front.
Excellent.
Or spend all your time reading IA Slash.
Which is also quite good. Or Boxes and Arrows. Which is okay.
Nod. From Ack.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, people can't see his Ack.
Is there not a webcam? Oh, well, shit.
Can I just say one other thing that I saw recently that was quite interesting?
It was a
Unix-style operating system for the Commodore 64.
Oh, the
Lunix.
There's a couple of them. There's Contiki as well. Is it Contiki?
But that's not...
That was Thor Heyerdahl's yacht. Someone named an operating system after it.
I thought there was
a piece of wood he sailed around the world on, and they named an operating system after it.
Well, you could sail around the world in a Commodore 64.
They named operating systems out of characters in Disney films. So wow.
believe me when I tell you, they sink in water. I know whereof I speak.
Oh, well.
I think this is the voice of experience.
It certainly is.
So, VOXP, as they say in extreme programming circles.
Fucking what?
I thought they just had a load of post-it notes on
what
the wall.
What the fuck is a VOXP? Sorry.
Voice of experience. VOXP. It's an extreme programming term. Trust me.
Extreme programming is extreme bollocks.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not convinced about buying into the whole extreme programming deal. But things like pair programming stuff seem cool, as long as you've got, you know, spare guys at work.
How can you program a pair?
Okay, that's the end of the first of many, we hope, editions of Lug Radio, as I keep saying, I've got to say it.
Lug Radio.
Lug Radio. Okay, so if you like this, email us, we'll do another one. If you hate this, email us and we'll make it twice as long next time just for you.
Don't forget the address to email us on is show@lugradio.org.
We could just record you and send you home right there.
What?
We could record you saying that, send you home. You wouldn't have to come every time. Just come every third show or something so people don't forget about you.
Thanks a lot.